I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WISO Today for Thursday, March 12th. A group of private equity firms have agreed to acquire the AES Corporation for $33 billion. That includes its utility company, AES Ohio. WISO's Adriana Martinez-Smiley digs in to why the company went through with the deal.
BlackRock-owned Global Infrastructure Partners and Swedish firm EQT will make up the largest shareholders. In a statement, AES says it will have better access to money for energy infrastructure investments and deliver reliable energy with the support of these companies. The acquisition will change AES from a publicly traded company to a privately held one. The Ohio Consumers Council advocates for consumer utility rights in Ohio. Its director is Maureen Willis. She says this transaction should receive strong oversight.
The bottom line for consumers is that this is a financial transaction between investors, but Ohio consumers shouldn't have to pay higher electric bills because of that transaction. So the role of regulators now is to make sure that the costs of the deal stay with investors and not Ohio families.
AES expects the transaction to be finalized later this year or early next year. WISO couldn't reach AES Corporation for comment. For WISO News, I'm Adriana Martinez-Smiley.
The biggest name so far in the corruption trial of former First Energy executives Chuck Jones and Michael Dowling testified by video from Washington, D.C. this week. Republican former Lieutenant Governor and now U.S. Senator John Husted was called by the defense to talk about Governor Mike DeWine's appointment of the late Sam Randazzo as Public Utilities Commission chair when the utility was seeking a bailout for its nuclear power plants. State House correspondent Karen Kassler reports.
Husted is not accused of wrongdoing, and he confirmed earlier testimony for the defense that First Energy preferred another candidate over Randazzo as PUCO chair. The prosecution claims Jones and Dowling bribed Randazzo with $4.3 million so he would help First Energy. Prosecutor Matt Meyer asked Husted if he knew of any private dealings.
If it requires disclosure, that should have been done.
Okay. And you would agree with me that Ohioans shouldn't have to tolerate a chair who's compromised by secret financial deals.
Objection, Your Honor. Objection.
I haven't finished my question.
It's already objectionable.
That exchange and others led Steve Grimes to once again ask for the case to be dismissed because of what the defense called clear and continued prosecutorial misconduct. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
Ohio lawmakers are moving forward with a bill that codifies a lengthy definition of anti-Semitism. State House correspondent Sarah Donaldson reports.
The Ohio Senate bill makes the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's definition of anti-Semitism the law, at least in civil and administrative investigations by state agencies. Here's GOP Senator Terry Johnson.
Over 2 years ago, following the horrific, brutal, merciless October 7th attack on Israel, we witnessed a concerning wave of extremist demonstrations across several American college campuses. Anti-Semitism, unfortunately, is seemingly on the rise.
Four of the nine Democrats in the Senate voted against the bill. Those against it argue the IHRA's working definition risks infringing on the First Amendment by restricting anti-Israel comments. Sarah Donaldson at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
A new exhibit at Carillon Park highlights Dayton's role in the Cold War. The Mound Cold War Discovery Center explores how the Mound Laboratory in Mimersburg shaped the Cold War, the nuclear age, and the space race. The Mound Laboratory operated from 1948 to 2003. The work conducted at the site grew out of the Manhattan Project, which developed the atomic bombs that were dropped on Japan during World War II. It was so top secret that some of the efforts at the Mound remain classified to this day. The laboratory at its peak employed approximately 2,500 scientists, engineers, and skilled workers across 116 buildings. The exhibit at Carillon Park preserves artifacts, images, and stories from the lab, which was the nation's first post-World War II Atomic Energy Commission site. The Mound was named after the neighboring Adena Earthwork, which is one of North America's largest conical mounds. Look for partly and mostly sunny skies today with a high temperature in the upper 40s. Temperatures near 60 on Friday, but strong winds are possible. A wind advisory and a high wind watch is in effect for parts of our area for Friday. And that's WISO Today for Thursday, March 12th. I'm Mike Fraser.